Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking at API security.
Yeah, API security.
Which is something that impacts all of us.
It really does.
And we're really lucky to have some insights from an expert in the industry, Krishna Kumar Mahadevan.
MKK.
Or as he's known, MKK.
Yeah. Over 28 years in the field, 98 consulting engagements.
This guy knows his stuff.
He does, including working with like a major UK telecom company.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know what? The excerpt you've shared with me, it really like gets to the heart of why API security is such a big deal.
Okay. So let's get started with this deep dive.
Let's do it.
I think we all have a general idea of what data breaches are and why they're bad, but what are these APIs?
Okay. So API.
And why is their security so important?
APIs, think about it this way. Every time you use an app, right?
Yeah.
Or you buy something online or you connect to a service.
Right.
APIs are working in the background to make all of that happen. They're the messengers that allow different software systems to talk to each other.
Okay.
And exchange information.
So they're kind of like the invisible threads that are connecting everything.
Exactly.
In the digital world.
And those threads often carry really sensitive information.
Yeah.
Like your financial details.
Right. Of course.
Think personal health records, even your location data.
Mm.
This is why API security is so important.
Makes sense.
It's about making sure that information doesn't fall into the wrong hands.
So it's not just companies protecting their own systems.
Right.
It's also about protecting us.
Absolutely.
Okay.
MKK outlines 10 best practices for API security.
Okay.
We're going to break down each one.
Perfect.
In a way that, you know, everyone can understand.
Awesome.
But before we do that, I think it's good to kind of understand the different types of risks involved.
Okay.
Weak API security can be a gateway for all sorts of problems, like data breaches, unauthorized access, and even service disruptions.
Great. It's not just about like keeping hackers from stealing my credit card.
Yeah.
It's so much broader than that.
It is.
Okay. So let's start with MKK's first best practice.
Okay.
Authentication and authorization.
Right.
What exactly does that even mean?
Okay. Imagine you're trying to get into a secure building.
Okay.
You need to show your ID to prove who you are.
Right.
That's authentication.
Okay.
Then security checks your credentials to see if you're actually allowed to be there.
Okay, got it.
That's authorization.
So it's like a two-step process.
Exactly.
Verifying your identity and then...
And your permissions.
Okay.
With APIs, authentication usually involves techniques like OAuth, JWT, or API keys.
Okay.
And these are kind of like different types of digital badges that verify the identity of the user or the application that's trying to access the API.
Okay.
Different ways to do it. Each has its own strengths and weaknesses.
Wow, this is more complicated than I thought.
Yeah, there's definitely some nuance here.
Okay, what about authorization?
So authorization takes over once your identity is confirmed.
Right.
And it's about making sure that whoever or whatever is accessing the API has the right permissions to actually do so.
So it's like setting those boundaries.
Exactly.
Making sure that everybody stays in their lane.
Yeah. MKK doesn't just talk about basic authorization, though. He talks about more advanced concepts like fine-grained access control.
Right.
That lets you set really specific permissions and role-based access control, which groups users with similar needs and gives them access accordingly.
So much nuance to this.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next on his list?
All right. Next up, encryption.
Okay, I've heard of that.
You've probably heard of SSL-TLS encryption.
Yes, I've seen that on websites.
That's what keeps your data safe when you're browsing or making online transactions.
Right, so it makes it so that...
Unreadable.
If anyone were to intercept it...
Yeah, think of it like this.
Okay.
You're sending a message without encryption. It's like writing it on a postcard for everyone to see.
Okay.
But with encryption, you're putting that message in a sealed envelope.
Right.
Only the intended recipient can open.
Okay.
Now with APIs.
Yeah. How does it work if there's no, like, physical envelope?
Right. With APIs, it's all digital.
Okay.
It uses complex algorithms that scramble the data as it's being sent.
Okay.
This scrambling makes the data totally unreadable.
So even if someone intercepts it, they can't read
it. I can't read it without the key.
Got it.
This is essential for protecting sensitive information from... eavesdropping and man-in-the-middle attacks, where hackers try to position themselves between the sender and the receiver.
Got it.
To steal the data.
That's good to know.
And just like physical locks,
yeah,
there are different levels of encryption strength.
Okay, that makes sense.
MKK actually goes into detail about this.
Oh, cool.
And why it's so important.
Okay.
Another important practice is rate limiting.
Rate limiting.
Rate limiting.
Okay.
Which is all about controlling the flow of traffic to an API.
Okay.
Imagine a popular website suddenly gets bombarded with millions of requests.
Right.
This can overwhelm the server.
Right.
And it can crash and become unavailable.
So it's like a digital traffic jam.
Exactly.
And cause it to crash.
Right. A denial of service attack.
Wow.
Rate limiting is like a traffic cop.
Got it.
Setting limits on the number of requests a client can make to an API within a specific time frame.
Okay.
This helps to stop abuse.
Right.
And it ensures that everyone who's supposed to use the service can still access it.
Okay.
Finding that balance between security and usability.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of keeping track of things.
Yeah.
The next best practice in NKK highlights is auditing and logging.
Okay. Is that like having a security camera? That's recording everything.
Auditing and logging create a detailed record of every interaction with the API, right, including who accessed what data, when they accessed it. And what changes were made.
Okay. And you need that to...
You need it for a lot of reasons.
Like if there was a security breach.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It can help you pinpoint the source of the breach,
identify
the data that was compromised,
okay,
even track what the attacker did.
Wow.
So it's crucial for incident response and recovery.
So it's not just about preventing stuff.
Right.
It's about having the evidence.
You need it.
After something happens.
And that can...
See what happened.
And it's not just useful after a breach. You can use it to spot suspicious activity.
Oh, really?
Before it even becomes a breach.
That's really interesting.
It's like having a detective constantly watching the security footage.
I like that analogy, yeah.
Looking for anything out of the ordinary. This helps security teams catch things early.
Okay.
And respond to those threats before they turn into full-blown breaches.
That is this is fascinating.
It is.
I had no idea how much work went into making sure that all this stuff is secure.
It's a lot. And we've only just scratched the surface.
Really?
Yeah, we've got 5 more best practices to go over.
Wow.
When we come back for part 2.
Okay, well, we'll be back soon to talk about more of NKK's insights.
Sounds good.
And how they apply to real-world scenarios.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Welcome back to The Deep Dive.
Back in.
In part 1, we really got into the weeds with API security.
Yeah, all the technical stuff.
But now I want to kind of look at the bigger picture.
Right.
What does MKK have to say about how this impacts us?
Right. Well, the important point section you shared from the excerpt is really insightful.
Yeah.
He says API security is important today for 4 main reasons.
Okay.
Data protection, preventing unauthorized access, ensuring service availability, and maintaining compliance standards.
Okay. Let's break those down.
All right.
Starting with data protection.
Okay.
We all know that data breaches are bad.
Yeah.
But how does API security play into keeping our information safe?
Well, you know, it's funny. A few years ago,
yeah,
people weren't even really thinking about APIs when they talked about security.
Interesting.
But now we use digital services so much.
Yeah, constantly.
It's more important than ever to secure those connections.
Right.
Vulnerable APIs, they're like an open door for attackers.
Okay.
Who want to steal sensitive data.
Right.
Everything from credit card numbers to social security numbers to medical records.
It's kind of scary to think about all that information.
It is.
Flowing through these like...
Yeah, these invisible pipelines.
Yeah.
And the consequences could be really bad.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the Equifax breach a few years ago.
Right, that was a big one.
Over 147 million people.
Oh, wow.
Had their personal information stolen.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because of a vulnerability in an API.
It's crazy that something so technical can have such a huge impact.
It shows you that API security is all about the details.
Yeah.
One little vulnerability can have massive consequences.
What happened after the Equifax breach?
They got hit hard. Right. Lawsuits.
Yeah.
Regulatory fines. A huge hit to their reputation.
Right.
It's a perfect example of how ignoring API security can really damage trust.
Right. Not just your systems. It's people's trust in you.
And for the people whose data was stolen,
yeah,
it was a nightmare.
I can imagine.
Identity theft, credit monitoring, just the constant worry that their information could be misused.
It really shows you that these aren't just like abstract events. Right. They have real consequences for people.
It's not just theory, it's real life.
So are there other risks beyond these big data breaches?
Absolutely.
Like,
remember that incident with the internet-connected teddy bears?
Wait, smart teddy bear.
The smart teddy bear.
What happened there?
Well, they could record and play back messages.
Okay.
But the company that made them, they messed up.
How?
They didn't secure the API.
Okay.
So all the data being sent between the bears and the servers was vulnerable.
Oh, no.
Researchers figured out they could listen in on the recordings.
Really?
Which included kids' voices and personal conversations.
That's messed up.
It shows how even something that seems harmless can be a problem if you don't have good API security.
Okay, so we've seen how breaches impact companies, individuals, even kids.
It's a lot to think about.
What can we even do to protect ourselves?
Well, the first thing is awareness.
Okay.
Think about the apps you use, the websites you visit, everything.
All the time, yeah.
Every time you share data, there's an API working in the background.
So just being aware.
Yes. And use strong passwords.
Right.
Two-factor authentication.
Okay.
That adds another layer of protection.
Good advice.
And be careful about what you give apps permission to access.
Like my location.
Yeah, or your social media.
Right.
Do they really need it?
If I'm not comfortable, I shouldn't give it to them.
Exactly.
Okay.
And don't be afraid to ask companies about their security practices.
That's a good point.
Especially if they handle sensitive information. Ask how they prevent breaches.
We have a right to know.
We do. And the more we demand better security,
the
more companies will invest in it.
Makes sense.
It's a shared responsibility.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From the technical details to the real-world impacts.
Yep.
API security is everyone's responsibility.
It is.
It's about protecting our data, our privacy, and all the systems we rely on.
All of it.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
We're back.
We've gone over all the technical stuff with API security.
Yeah, all the nuts and bolts.
And the impact it has.
On everyone.
But now let's look at some real-world examples.
Okay, yeah, because sometimes seeing where things went wrong can really teach you a lot about what not to do.
I think we all know data breaches are bad.
Yeah, in theory.
But hearing about specific cases really brings it home.
Okay, so let's talk about Equifax.
Okay, that was a big one.
2017.
Millions of people had their information stolen.
So security numbers, birth dates, addresses.
It was a mess.
It was. And you know what? It all came down to a vulnerability in an API.
Really?
They didn't patch a known weakness.
Oh, wow.
And attackers took advantage of it.
So they got in through the API.
Yes.
And stole all that data.
That's right.
It's kind of scary that something so technical can have such a big impact.
Yeah, it shows you that API security is all about the details.
One little mistake.
Can have huge consequences.
So what happened after the Equifax breach?
Well, a lot of bad things.
Like what?
Lawsuits.
Yeah.
Regulatory fines.
Of course.
Their reputation was destroyed.
Makes sense.
It's a perfect example of how bad things can get.
If you don't take API security seriously.
And for the people whose data was stolen.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah, dealing with identity theft and all that.
Exactly. It shows that these aren't just abstract events.
Right.
You have real-world consequences.
Yeah. Okay, so we've talked about big data breaches.
Hmm.
Are there other types of risks?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like what?
Have you heard about the internet-connected teddy bears?
Wait, smart teddy bears?
Smart teddy bears.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What happened?
So these teddy bears, they could record and play back messages.
Okay.
But the API wasn't secure.
So what happened?
Researchers found out they could listen to the recordings.
No way, really?
Yeah, they could hear everything.
Even kids' voices?
Kids' voices, personal conversations.
That's messed up.
It just shows how important API security is.
Yeah.
For everything, even toys.
So we've talked about how these breaches can impact companies, individuals, even kids.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So what can we do to protect ourselves?
Well, first you have to be aware.
Okay.
Think about the apps you use, the websites you visit, the devices you connect.
All the time, yeah.
Every time you share data, there's an API involved.
So just being aware of that.
Yeah. And use strong passwords.
Okay.
Two-factor authentication.
Right.
That extra layer of protection.
It all helps.
And be careful about what you give apps access to.
Yeah, like my location data or my contacts.
Exactly. Do they really need it?
If I'm not comfortable, I just won't give them access.
Right. You have the right to say no.
And you know what? I'm going to start asking companies about their API security practices.
You should, especially if they're handling your sensitive information.
Absolutely.
Ask them what they're doing to protect my data.
That's a good point.
We have a right to know.
This has been a really eye-opening deep dive.
It has.
We've learned so much about API security.
From the technical stuff to the real-world impact.
It's clearly something we all need to pay attention to.
Absolutely.
It's about protecting ourselves.
And our data.
And the whole digital world.
It all connects.
So until next time, stay curious, stay vigilant, and stay secure.